Blackstone Publishing presents The Predator, Hunters and Hunted, the official movie prequel by James A. Moore. This book is read by James Patrick Cronin. This novel is dedicated to Steve Saffel for the amazing patience, to Tessa for the love, and to Tony Tremblay for the friendship. Thanks to all of you. 1. The Central American heat was stifling, and the humidity made it feel as if they were working in a sauna. But they were used to that, and worse. It was all part of the training. None of the Reapers blinked. Ever. Not when it came to combat. Not when it came to doing their duty. They were hardcore, and they were dangerous, and they knew it. Officially, they did not exist. The Reapers were strictly off the books, especially for the military. They had to be, because, officially, their targets did not exist. The military frowned on the idea of trying to hunt extraterrestrials. They had trained together for months, ever since they'd been hand-picked by General Woodhurst and the man who was directly responsible for their specialized training, Roger Elliott of the CIA. They were as well-oiled a machine as Eric Tomlin had ever known, and not one of them considered questioning his orders. Their targets for this mission were of a distinctly terrestrial nature. More than a dozen men, perhaps as many as 20, with serious hardware and a few too many contacts in the drug trade. Though not as exotic as the prey the team was being trained to address, these importers would allow them to work out the details of how best to work as a team. So they were in the middle of nowhere, dropped off in the darkest part of the night. There were no streetlights in the area. Hell, there was only one road, and it was little more than a dirt trail. The foliage was heavy and laden with moisture. The insects were everywhere, and the chances of being spotted depended entirely on whether or not their targets had any dogs, because sure as hell they didn't have the advanced technology that would help them identify incoming enemies. There was no barking. There were no dogs. That was a nice bonus. "Time to do our civic duty, boys," Tomlin said, and just like that, everyone was go. They moved with utter silence, sliding closer and closer to their objective, a Quonset hut. All of the intelligence that had been gathered indicated that their targets would be inside. Its bay door was open, but only a dim light shone from within. Next to him, Hyde moved along, as cold a man as Tomlin had ever seen in action. In lieu of a firearm,
sample complete. Ready to continue?